Ask anybody who has a child diagnosed with autism about wait times for lining up services, and they measure in months. The backup is only expected to build as the number of children on the autism spectrum balloons. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports Vanderbilt is trying out a stopgap to squeeze in more kids, telemedicine.
Modern technology makes treatment via video relatively simple to set up. Vanderbilt just ships families an iPad on a special tripod controlled from afar.
No, sir. That's not an iPad for playing with. No, sir.
Stacy Copeland redirects her 2.5-year-old son, River. They're camped out on the floor of their playroom in Knoxville for an hour-long behavioral therapy session. Copeland tries to get River to play with a ball before moving on to toys he enjoys more.
I am waiting. First ball, then puzzle.
Stacy, I might give the direction one more time and then go ahead and prompt a follow-through.
Alicia Stainbrook directs this program at Vanderbilt's Autism Center in Nashville. She has a $3 million grant from the state to use telemedicine for both autism diagnosis and therapy. Around the country, therapists have been experimenting with video sessions over the last couple of years, primarily to reach families in rural areas, but also in cities without so many autism specialists.
Let's try sticking with the clapping for a couple of rounds and see if that repetition helps a little bit.
Okay, are you ready? I've got the six. Are you ready? Do this.
For Copeland and her son, much of the strategy they've developed over months of these video sessions is pausing just before doing something River wants to do and prompting him to do something he doesn't, whether that's saying a word or making eye contact. Sometimes Copeland has him dig toys out of a bowl of beads to practice managing sensory overload.
Anybody can get in the floor and play with their kid, but you want play that's effective in helping modify behavior.
Even as a registered nurse who's done plenty of autism homework on her own, Copeland says you need someone feeding ideas in the moment. The question is whether that can be done well from an iPad, Stainbrook says.
The challenge that we have to overcome is that we're not able to say, hey, let me try that with River.
Researchers in Iowa found that this kind of teletherapy was still effective, and it was done at less than half the cost, mostly by cutting travel expenses. Therapists spend lots of time on the road since sessions are ideally conducted in the homes of children. It can be a sensitive encounter, especially at the diagnosis stage. Whatever the distance, when you're telling a family their child has autism, you'd like to follow that with a hug. But Stainbrook says she's found ways to be comforting, which is why she's hopeful that telemedicine could help autism specialists like her meet the growing need around the country. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.